Satnam.
Satnam.
Mom, I'm the car.
Hi.
Glad to hear all of you there.
I'm a little bit late.
In there?
So God bless you all. Let's go ahead and get... Huh?
Come on.
Let's go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Here too.
Okay, so...
Welcome. Okay, so sit straight, please. Breathe deep, long and deep. Neela, welcome. Breathe long and deep. Eyes at the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Long deep breath. Long deep breath. And heart breath. Long deep breath, and then feel like you're exhaling air out of your heart. Really open up that heart. And now, excuse me, and now connect with the other people on the phone call and also on the recording. Feel how satisfying that is. And now send out a beautiful heart breath to everybody who could use it. And is there anybody who couldn't? Very good. Baba Siddhi Chand says, this is how you heal the world, by sitting where you are. He talked about that a lot in our last session. And inhale. And make the intention that this energy keeps up. And exhale. And breathe. And welcome. Welcome. Let's see, what's today? Today is Wednesday, February 17th, 2010. Man. So, Baba Siddhi Chand is here, and he says, yummy hugs all around. He's totally appreciative of every one of you. And so he says, does anybody have any... He says, I've been with all of you, you know, for some time now. He says, does anybody have any stories of our escapades together this week or recently?
I do.
Who's that?
Amrit Kaur.
Hi, Amrit. Okay, go
Hi.
Ahead.
I as you know, obviously, my experience with Baba Sirichan is truly a miracle beyond measure, with, you know, my dog in literally hours from death, and now he's an absolute, because of his healing, he's an absolutely completely different dog, and he's strong, and he's becoming more and more by himself, and
wow.
And me and myself, there's a big change within myself because of all the healing and everything that's happened with it as well. Miracles are unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. There's never ever doubt them.
Wow. So I just want to say that this dog, Amakar and I talked during the week. This dog was, her most beloved dog, was, she doesn't even think of them as a dog, I don't think.
No, they're my kids.
A child. And he was on death's door, and the vet was going to actually come over and put him down and put him out of his suffering.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And
the very day we spoke, yes.
Yeah. And so Amarkar did some very, very deep healing with Baba Sirichand, you know. It was just remarkable. He says, yes, we had a good time, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And then so what are the profound differences in you?
The differences in me is... I feel there's a completely different sense of peace and calmness in me. There's a different sense of feeling more solid within myself, kind of like I merged more with myself. A little more clarity. There's just a lot of different things. I feel like. I feel lighter, 100% lighter.
Because we know you've been through a lot of burdens, you know, with the brain injury and the lack of income and the threat of losing your house and all that stuff.
Yes. And it's kind of like I moved up a couple octaves, if you will.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It is fabulous.
So he says, now, my dear, you know that we are a pair. We are an item. He says that, right?
Yeah.
He says,
absolutely.
You can rely on that. Okay.
Every day I'm holding his heart, and I see him holding my heart every day.
Oh, fabulous. How
absolutely.
Wonderful. That's what he told them to do, to hold each other's hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, Baba Sirichand and Amrit. Not the dog. Baba Sirichand and Amrit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, God bless you, dear. Thank you so much. He says, don't think that's an isolated story, he says.
Yeah.
He says, I love Amrit so much, he says. And Goliath. I love him, too. But I want to tell you all that you all have the ability to hold on to me, to be close to me, he says, to be enfolded in my love and my strength and my support at every minute.
Yeah.
He says, so don't think that Amrit is an isolated story. He said she was put to the test. She
Absolutely.
Was bashed and pushed in order to let go of all the boundaries so that there was no other hope. He said, and that's when I got her. That's when I swooped her up. He says, press it up with it. Come to me. Whenever you feel down, whenever you feel up, whenever you feel like you just want to jump and skip, he says, please be at my heart and find my strength He says, because it belongs to both of us. Mm-hmm. He says, he wants you to know that this is very reliable information, and he wants you to test it out. He says, you don't have to get to the, to the margins of error, he calls it. You don't have to get down to your very last breath to call on him. He says, call on him for everything. He says, but don't demand. He says, that's snotty nose. You don't want to do that, he says. He says, let's just have a good time. And he says, and feel my very, very real essence. He says, you will have fun, and we will support each other for the rest of our lives. Okay? Does anybody have any questions about that?
I have a question. This is Harry Inder from New Jersey. You read?
Hi, dear. Yes.
How are you? I sometimes call on Baba Siri Chand, but I really never know what is the feeling, or how am I supposed to sense that he's really with me or that he answered my call. I'm sorry for the ignorance, but I just really want to know what is that feeling. And for example, I went to the doctor, and they found out that I have extremely high blood pressure, unknown. And they checked every part of my body, heart and kidneys, and it was extremely so high that they said, you need to go to the hospital, but I refused to go. So I started medication, and I called on Baba Siri Chand. I wasn't upset or crying or anything, but I just wanted company and some healing. And I don't know whether, was he with me, and how do I feel that he's with me? What is the sensation?
Amrit, what was the sensation?
For me, when I experience Baba Siri Chand, it literally feels like a blanket of peace and of a deep, deep sense of love. It's really hard to describe the feeling of the love that is there, but it really feels like a blanket is literally being wrapped around me. And it just permeates every ounce of my being. There's when you feel it, there's no mistaking it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. Uh-huh. Okay, now he's saying, now I have my chance, he says. Okay. He wants everybody to please sit straight and begin long, deep breathing. He says, now when we meditate, he says there are very different levels of meditation. And the fact that Amrit was so deep in her pain and she could open up from the deepest place, that's what gave her that opportunity. He says, but right now we are going to, it's not like we are in that deep pain right now. We are just going to sit straight and breathe long and deep. Be at your third eye. Go deeply, deeply into your third eye. And just sit there. The only thing you're doing is just totally relaxing. Totally relaxing into your third eye while holding your presence. Bless you. Now, as you do this, just sense Baba Siri Chand, his energy, just in front of you. He's the kindest, most compassionate. And now when you do that, now just feel yourself moving into his energy. Just moving into his energy. Just feel it. Open yourself to feeling it. feel it in there. And don't worry about what you're making up. Doesn't matter. And it's far beyond that. Now just totally relax. Relax all of your concerns, all of your difficulties, and just relax and be there. Use your breath. And let his energy take over. Open your heart to it, like heart breath. And let all the things that are not operating in unison, let them come into unison. Let them find their own way. There is power to it. And he says there is a, what he calls a hunger and a thirst for the utmost in it as well. So just open to that. Let yourself be there, neutral, not demanding, but neutral, and allowing it to happen. And inhale. And exhale. Ender?
Yeah?
Did you feel him?
Sense of calmness?
Hmm?
I think I did. I had I'm still very, very calm, you know, very soothing, very tranquil energy.
Yeah.
Yes, he says yes. Didn't we have a good time? And also, how is your blood pressure?
Blood pressure? My blood pressure was 177 over 110.
Oh my goodness. Is it still high? Have you checked it?
I just went to the dentist and then she won't release me. She said, I have to take you to the hospital. I've never seen high blood pressure this high. And I said, well, you know, I'll just go home and I'll go to my doctor. And I go for a checkup every 6 months. And she... Nobody knows where is it coming from, and I spoke to Guru Karen about it, and she thinks it's the energies. Some people have symptoms from the sessions, energies, and because they checked my heart was fine, everything in my body was fine, the kidneys, everything, cholesterol was very low, everything.
Have you had your blood pressure checked recently?
Yes, 6 months ago. It was 110 over 68.
When did this other incident happen? Didn't you learn that it was high?
Now I'm on medication 10 days.
Oh, okay. And so have you had it checked more recently than 10 days?
Yesterday I went to the doctor and I'm on medication. I have to see her every 2 weeks because they took so many testing. And so she says, you know, it's still high and you're on medication. And I said, okay, what shall I do? She says, I have to give you more potent medication. And And then we looked at, I did a lot of heart choreogram, all kinds of things, and everything came out perfect. So she's also doesn't understand why there's high blood pressure without any reasons. And so I take higher medication. So, and then
no,
she wants...
Go ahead.
And she'll see me again in 10 days. But otherwise, I feel great. I don't even know I have high blood pressure. I have lots of energy. I meditate 4 hours a day. I'm home. You know, I feel great. I really have no problem. I don't have any physical symptoms at all. Any pain or nothing. Nothing.
Baba G, he says, put all of your longing, all of your feelings. He says, this is going to be a very special. He says, please stay with us. Please be with us. Are you there?
Yes, sure.
Oh, okay. I just heard a funny sound in the phone.
I have birds.
Huh?
I have two birds, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So he
Can
says,
I ask a question?
Just stay with me. He says, just stay with me. And he says, you do this all the time. Okay. You be very close to me. And he says, we're going to work on that high blood pressure. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Does anybody else have any comments?
I have a question. This is Inder.
Yes, I'm wondering.
Hello. When do we call on Baba Siddhi Chand, and when do we call on Guru Ram Das? Is there an order, or does it really matter?
No. He says we're both here to serve you. He says you call on one and we both arrive.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you know, people, I believe you also asked me, Baba Siddhi Chand, what mantra to use?
Right.
And he gave you the Guru Ram Das mantra.
Right, which I use every
day. He says we're good here.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, but he says we have no argument. He says we love each other. Oh, goodness.
Getting young?
I'm sorry. I have all these sounds myself over here. Okay.
Getting young?
Yes.
This is Susie from Los Angeles. And I just wanted to briefly share my experience with him very recently, actually this morning. In a recent call, he talked about how we can go into our third eye and go into the yogi cave and just be with him.
Yes.
So I've been taking that opportunity, and every night before I go to bed, when I'm already lying down, I begin breathing slowly and consciously, and I just call upon him, and I see a big sheepskin in our cave, and we're like,
hello?
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 What happened?
What happened? Oh, what happened? I got disconnected.
Yeah, so did what? I.
Yeah, me too.
Ну не важно, это моя конференция. Ну что тебе?
Is Siri Dion here?
Not yet, but she will be.
Okay.
Over or not over?
That's twice that's happened now.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe there's a limit in the minutes. I don't know.
We've been on longer.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think the energy that's coming in is just so high. It short circuits the stuff.
Baba Siddhi Chand is very powerful.
Absolutely. Hello.
Hi. Did anybody else get that weird message?
Yes.
Oh, man. I apologize for that. He says, haha, you haven't seen Stranger Things yet, he says. You're going to see more. Oh, man. So, who was talking
the Yogi Cave?
Susie.
She's from Los Angeles.
Okay, and yes, now spell your name because I'm not getting it.
Susie, S-U-S-S-Y.
Oh, Susie, okay, yeah. Gotcha, okay. Oh, good. Now, you were in the yogi cave in the evening.
So I go into the yogi cave, and I see myself just falling asleep with him, and we're hugging each other. And I've been dealing with this because I notice that when I wake up, or when I'm in really light sleep, I have dreams, not necessarily nightmares, but unpleasant dreams and dreams where I'm acting out and just trying to work things out, but not in my best self. So I've called upon him, and I did it last night, and this morning I woke up and I was in that state, and I just heard the mantra, Hada 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 Govinde, Hada 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 Mukunde. And even though I had another mantra playing in the background, I knew that that was Baba Siddhi Chand there with me. So it's just really comforting to know that I can be with him at any moment. I can even fall asleep with him and be cozy with him. So
how wonderful. How wonderful. So when you do that, does it change your days?
Yeah, absolutely. It completely changes my morning and my whole outlook on the day.
Oh, good. So how do you feel then?
Protected, secure.
Say it again?
Protected and secure and stable.
Okay, stable and what was the other word? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing too well.
Protected and secure.
Protected and secure. So
yes.
Cool. We could all use that, couldn't we?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you so much, Susie. I am looking forward to seeing you this weekend. That'll be fun. Well, thank you all. And again, Baba Siddhi Chand is doing this great, huge hug for you all. Remember how before he did like this rubber man arms around you? Well, that's what he's doing right now. He's a big papa, rubber man arms around everybody. So God bless you all. And he says, live in the attitude of gratitude. He says, there's nothing better. He says, and stay with me. We'll have good times. Good. Okay, so palms together, please. Long, deep breath. Long, deep breath. And eyes at the third eye point. And inhale to begin. May the light shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on, guide your way on. Guide your way on. And breathe from your depths. He says, this is the blessing of life. You don't ever look on the outside for the blessing of life, he says. Feel it inside, glowing from the inside and going outside. To desire it in the other direction is ephemeral, he says, short-lived. So, God bless you all, love you all, and we'll talk again next Wednesday.
Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, bye.
Bye.